Hello, this is Hyun Kim. And first of all, I apologize that I should have changed the theme of my abstract and study. So I'd like to present my study from now. No relationship to this post. Research is a latent class analysis of metabolic syndrome in adolescents using NHANES data from 2003 to 2012. It is critical to better understand metabolic syndrome given its importance in predicting later disease states, such as CVD, type 2 diabetes, and stroke. There are some limitations to define for pediatric metabolic syndrome. For example, physiologic change during puberty, a variety of normal lipid level by demographic characteristics, the lack of standard measures for children. These things make very hard to measure the metabolic syndrome of adolescents. The criteria for metabolic syndrome used in most pediatric studies to date have been variably adapted from adult definitions and standards these days. This is the definition of IDF. MET's diagnosis requires that three or more following five risk factors be presented as follows. I think you know very well. And this is for the metabolic syndrome measurement criteria in youth from IDF2. So this figure shows prevalence of METs using on NHANES data. As you can see, we can see rates of metabolic syndrome in youth can be wide ranging because inconsistencies in how the syndrome is defined. Over 40 definitions of METs currently in use. So that's the main problem of this area. So my research goal is to explore a hidden cluster of structure of metabolic syndrome in adolescent population data and to develop and suggest an adequate and consistent model to measure METs in adolescents. And finally, to review and develop the established methodology using latent profile analysis or latent cluster or class analysis. I used NHANES data, as I said, and I begin. Five waves were combined, and our study population is a total of 8,163 adolescents over 12 years old, those aged 12 to 19 years. And I used analysis methodology of CFA, confirmatory factor analysis, and Bayesian latent class analysis. In latent cluster analysis, the original data set is divided into a number of exclusive and exhaustive subsets. So LCA is a model-based approach that offers a probability-based classification through a criteria probability of membership. And I used variables just like this. Indicators of METs, which means risk factors of CVD, BMI, waist circumferences, HDL cholesterol, triglyceride, and fasting glucose, fasting insulin, systolic blood pressure, diastolic blood pressure, and covariates are social demographic factors and health-related behaviors and status. This is the baseline demographic risk factor and indicators for the entire sample, as well as for men and women separately, are present in table 1. Mean age was 15.5, and 8 CVD risk factors were measured.
So small. We evaluated the fit of one factor model with 8 CVD risk factor such as waist circumferences, BMI, average blood pressure, average DVP, and fasting triglycerides, fasting HDL, fasting glucose, and fasting insulin. This is the reduced model. At the first model, motor fit was inadequate, so factor loading for diastolic blood pressure was non-significant. And also loading value of fasting glucose and log transform triglycerides was below the threshold, which is smaller than 0.15. So we examined additional reduced factor models consisting of only the risk factor with significant factor loading 0.3 or higher. The best fitting model to the data consists of waist circumferences, fasting insulin, HDL, and systolic blood pressure. All motor fit indices showed good value. This shows metabolic syndrome components in the final best fitting model were indicators for the LCA, which was conducted separately for males and females. Four separate Bayesian LCA solutions were tested, consisting of 2 to 4 clusters, respectively. And finally, the 3 cluster Bayesian LCA solution was considered the strongest model. It's considered whether the model shows the highest general eta squared effect and explains over 5% of the dependent variable compared to the previous applied solution, and has a great variance of that previous solution. From the total sample, the low risk group comprised approximately 61% of males and 57% of females. The moderate risk group comprised 28% of males and 34% of females. And last, high risk group comprised approximately 9.8% of males and 8.7% of ladies. And adolescents in the group at low risk of having a metabolic syndrome were considered as an average. Individual in the group had a waist circumferences, fasting insulin, and HDLs to be in the normal range. This is the same result. Figure 3 shows metabolic syndrome risk clusters by ethnicity. But HDL cholesterol level in white, black, and female was slightly not in normal range. I hope you can see very well, but this is small. This is the Table 2. Among the adolescents with a BMI higher than the 85th percentile, which means overweight adolescents, 619 of adolescents were in the high-risk group and 568 adolescents were in the moderate group. Among the overweight adolescents, African-American was the most risky subpopulation who met the criteria of metabolic syndrome. So the results show that the current metabolic threshold or criteria for metabolic syndrome of adolescents differed on ethnicity, and it may be necessary to develop constant ethnic norms for METs prior to investigating potential differences by race and ethnicity. And according to the reduced model, a male met criteria for metabolic syndrome better than females. Constant with former studies, and it is so difficult to determine the true effect of demographics on MATS diagnosis. It has been postulated that low diagnosis rates in African Americans may be a resultant of ethnic differences intrinsic in metabolic syndrome components such as lower lipid levels, higher HDL levels seen in African American, as opposed to the reluctance of better health function, as former research reported. And I'd like to add one more thing. Oversampling of socioeconomically disadvantaged population in NAINS these days may provoke other different criteria for the detection of MATS in adolescents. So.
As my students know, I require every presentation to have a round of applause. Thank you for doing that, although I gave a clue, and please continue with that. We have time for a couple of questions. If you have questions right now, I'll just comment that in any study, and certainly in epidemiology, and most certainly in chronic disease epidemiology, definitions, parameters, guidelines for diagnosis are critically important. Change in detail and you change entire analyses and outcomes and correlations. This kind, these data are important to consider when considering studying this this population or, frankly, any other. Questions, please?
In NAINS data, there are a few inaccessible data, just like geocode or alcohol consumption of adolescents, just sensitive data. We cannot directly download from the website, but I used whole data from the website directly. So you can use the data as variables, and you can merge the variables as a one data set.
Please summarize your question briefly since we're being recorded, and then please go ahead.
So, I cannot hear your voice, so... Yeah. Between the age before 14 and after 15, in females, 12 to 14, yes, yeah, that's the threshold line. So I just like to test a difference from difference between two age groups difference, but I couldn't, I did not show that information on my. Here, but I can find some kind of slightly different from different metabolic syndrome value between two age groups, especially I think not in female, in male especially.
I'm not sure how well those data sets are stratified, and then such an analysis would be another study.